You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
So we were talking about TV. Oh, there he is.
Come on, man.
Sorry
about that.
Hey, Cap.
Come on, man.
Yeah, don't talk on it the whole time. But
paid no, for by Carson Kids.
Yeah, there you go.
Is he on like a megaphone?
Yeah, he's on his megaphone. You've never seen Cappy in his megaphone? That's how he does the Love Boat.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, occasionally lets somebody else use the megaphone.
Right, sure. I give the honors.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. Now you're back.
I've never been given those honors.
You've been offered the honors many times.
Have I?
Well, you're busy doing woo, 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 woo.
Yeah, I do have woo, 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 woo.
Cap, do you ever bring it in here?
All the time.
Oh, yeah.
In the studio?
You guys don't often cross over with those guys. Yeah, no, he brings his megaphone.
You guys should check it out on YouTube.
Chris, that's going to fall on your head.
Don't put your hand on the mic.
Oh, yeah, that's my headphone. The tequila mandala thing's going to fall over on you.
What was it? Christopher looking sharp today.
Thank you. What was it on Super Crosstalk that I said you needed to talk to Mace about?
Reacher.
Oh, no, that was Cappy. Reacher. Do you watch Reacher, Mace?
No, I do not.
But Cappy loves
Reacher. Cappy loves Reacher.
I love Reacher.
So here's my question to you, Cap. I've watched Reacher as well, and I really like it. And so you and I are on the same page. Slee asked me if he would like it, and I said no. What do you think?
Well, any guy who eats Indian food on divisional or
Sunday.
Championship weekend.
You had Indian food on championship
Sunday?
Of course.
Sunday? How do you not have... I'm trying to figure out how you don't understand
the
connection.
It's like Patrick Mahomes
what's
and non...
More, what's more American than Indian food
sure.
watching the AFC and NFC
Where's my curry?
Game?
Yeah. That's what he got.
Lamb curry.
Oh, you did? Tandoori chicken.
Lamb curry. What was the other one you had? Like called? I forget the name.
Lamb curry, the tandoori chicken. Tandoori chicken. And then the naan.
It's delicious.
Well.
Oh, it's amazing. Don't associate it with football.
But okay.
Right. That's what confuses me.
Yeah. Right? Neither do I. And it bothers me. I can't explain exactly why but it bothers me that he eats Indian food on big football games. Like the 4th of July.
This hasn't fallen over in a week. Who adjusted this and now it's falling over?
I know. It's a trap. It's a trap.
I'm watching it all go down right now on YouTube.
Could be super.
Cappy, how did you watch the game? What were you eating? Where were you?
Well, I was at Yamava.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
You guys do not understand. Yamava on Sunday was going freaking berserk.
Mm.
You might as well have been inside Levi's Stadium.
Wow.
Because
all Niner fans?
Well, it was mostly Niner fans.
Ugh.
But there were enough Lions fans to make their presence felt. But the place was packed. Chris, you and I go out there on Thursdays. We've been out there on Mondays.
Right.
You've never seen it like this.
Wow.
Did you touch the 44 inches of hot dog?
Well, let's just get it right. First of all, it was 44 inches of glizzy.
Yeah, right.
Sorry.
Glizzy.
Okay. I apologize.
And it was 22 inches.
4 inches.
Right. It was 22
Often
inches.
We do.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I touched it.
Okay, good. Yeah, no, you should definitely get your Lizzie.
So, a glizzy.
Or glizzy. Glizzy, sorry.
And his glizzy.
Yeah, get your Lizzie,
Lizzie
too.
Probably means something else,
yeah,
which is
probably does.
Which is enjoyable.
Check the Urban Dictionary. Are you probably said something.
Sedano's in the back talking basketball with all the salespeople.
Oh, the salespeople are. I've talked to multiple salespeople. They are so upset about the Lakers.
They're getting.
Have they not seen him play until last night?
No, they are so worked up. Mark Cates is like, what is going on? Deshae, who just got here, is like, I don't understand.
Yeah. What don't they understand? Well, it's not confusing.
Well, no, it's.
They're like most Lakers fans that think that it's all going to be okay.
They're delusional. It's not the least bit out of what they've
down
done all season long.
30 to the Rockets, giving up 78 points.
In the first half.
Embarrassing.
Unbelievable lack of effort.
LeBron
okay, that's kind of what they do about half the time.
Why do they play so well against Golden State, play so well against Oklahoma City, play so well against Dallas, and then just
you
lay
know
an egg in
and
Houston?
And spitballing here.
Yeah.
The Golden State game. ABC, national, everybody's looking.
Right, Saturday night.
They could have easily lost the game,
This was a Monday night kind
Spectrum
of
Sports Spectrum Sportsnet, 5:30 in the afternoon.
5:30 in the afternoon. Not a lot of people paying attention to it the way they, relative to some of these other ones.
Right.
When it's those big moments where all the in-season tournament, all eyes on us.
Yeah.
Not so much last night.
Not so much at all. Yeah.
Last night
every
was a
team
surprise.
Looks younger and faster to me.
Because they are.
Yeah. Why do you suppose?
They want it more. Like last night, I don't think the Lakers particularly wanted
it. They never make adjustments. They just keep doing the same thing. Oh, this is not a surprise.
But
it's
here's the question.
But it's not a surprise.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, George Shinano. I was sitting in for Shinano while he talked basketball with the salespeople.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
They were angry. That's what
George,
I was back there. The salespeople are pissed off.
Why?
They're like, what is going on with this team?
Why do you think?
I was doing the show before the show back then. Yeah. They were going nuts.
Why are they surprised if this is what they've done about half the time this season?
Well, Mark Cates, who has become famous now even to the audience,
yes,
said to me, he was so mad, like listening to all the stuff Mason and I were talking about yesterday, and then it kind of hit him in the face when I said, you beat the 12th seed on Saturday in double overtime.
Right, yeah,
like
that's
four
right.
games below 500.
This team, this is not the Warriors that were the Warriors. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like even they're not even the Warriors from last year.
No.
Yeah.
As entertaining of a game as it was, it still doesn't change the fact that the Warriors are not who they used to be. And so when you beat them in double overtime, entertaining on a Saturday.
No question. Yeah.
But not like beating a quality team.
Yeah, I think it was highest rated non-Christmas day in non-Christmas game in 4 years. Yeah. So there were a lot of eyes on that game.
Fun.
Because LeBron and Steph are the most popular players by a wide margin.
And it was a duel between the two of them.
And fun is different than good basketball.
Correct. That was good basketball between those two teams.
On that night.
Yeah, right.
On that night. But neither the Lakers nor the Golden State Warriors are a particularly good team this
Correct.
Year. One is below average and the other one is the very definition of average.
Yes.
I'll ask you this because every time I think it comes up of, well, they got LeBron and Anthony Davis, that if they get in a 7-game set, they're still a very dangerous team.
They're a matchup-dependent team. And last year, the matchups broke their way. I don't know if the matchups will break their way this year.
I don't think they will. And what I mean by that is they've already shown the best I think the Lakers could do with what they have, they get past maybe the first round. Do you really see them going on a run like they did last year?
Could they beat Phoenix now that they're healthy is the question. Like, because that's probably who you see in the second round. And I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer to that.
That's
Anthony
assuming
Davis
they
would
get
have,
out of the first round.
Correct.
Let's assume they get out of the
Let's
play-in.
Assume they get into the first round.
Let's just say for argument's sake, Minnesota or OKC, John likes to say they don't scare you. But here's what happens in this league very quickly. You get old. Like that.
Yeah.
Okay. And those, I've seen a lot of young teams. The Warriors were that team once.
Sure.
Where they ran the old team off the road. You know what I'm saying? The OKC Thunder.
I was going to say the Thunder.
Were that team with Durant and Harden and Westbrook.
Two sports, right? Boxing and basket. You show up, it's like, oh, it's over.
Yeah.
It's it. You can't get that punch off, and you're just getting peppered by a guy that wouldn't have laid a glove on you.
When Oscar De La Hoya fought Pacquiao, that was like, oh, yeah, he's done.
Yeah. Exactly right. And that's what the Lakers feel like. The Warriors, sure. But again, the Warriors probably aren't going
to
get in.
They'd
be a play-in.
They're a play-in
unless they made some move I don't see coming.
Mm-hmm.
Any big-name move?
For the Lakers?
In the league.
Like, you mean all-star caliber player.
Murray.
Yeah, Murray's probably the biggest fish to move, I think. Mm-hmm. Maybe, look.
And that's a slightly larger than medium fish. Happened.
He's a one-time all-star.
Yeah.
Look, Shams Charania said on that FanDuel show with Beadle that the Warriors are going to be listening for everyone not named Steph Curry. Now, if I were Steph Curry, I know most people don't buy that because they think, oh, they've been through this for so long. But Steph Curry has been visibly bothered, okay, by what has transpired. In that series against the Lakers, he was annoyed visibly with Klay at times. Mm-hmm. And so was Steve Kerr. And obviously they've already had a lot of their fill with Draymond over the years, for better and worse.
Okay, listening is one thing. Could you pull the trigger on Klay Thompson?
If Steph Curry has never been LeBron in that sense.
Right.
Where LeBron literally has told his best friend Dwayne Wade, you should go back
LeBron
to Miami.
LeBron is a different animal.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
LeBron would do it to anybody.
But Steph needs a little of that, I think, because Steph still has good years left in him. I don't know how many.
Would the Warriors do it?
If Steph blessed it. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
If Steph blessed it, they would. It's why Bob Myers came to ESPN. You think he wanted to deal with these decisions?
Right. No, the sort of meltdown of the dynasty. Yeah.
The dynasty is done. And an unbelievable dynasty.
Oh,
but
crazy good.
It comes
to
an end.
Yes.
Right? That there's, I mean,
the fact they got the one against the Celtics was an incredible story.
Yeah. That Wiggins was as good as he was. And
second best player on the team.
There was, they did it again just a year and a half ago. But to think that there's still something there.
That's those dynasties, and even into like Tiger Woods, right? Tiger Woods had that one last time where he showed up and won the Masters, I think 2019. They got like one last great gasp in them. Was the bubble LeBron's last one? Was the bubble LeBron's last, hey, let's get it together.
Where he's the most dominant player on the floor.
I can just summon it one more time, and not just one night, but for a series, for a playoff. Right?
Well, he tried to do it in the Western Conference Finals. Remember that game four here? Yes. He had an incredible first half, and then that was it. And the team still went, you know, like they just, he didn't have enough to take them over the hump. Whereas in the past, if LeBron went nuclear like that,
they're winning that game.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That was a year ago. And the last one was 2020.
The team, you're in a really difficult position if you're Rob Pelinka, okay? And the Lakers, all right? All of them, right? Genie, everyone involved. Because you could probably cobble together what you need to give Atlanta what they want for DeJounte Murray, okay? However, if you just wait to the offseason, all of a sudden you have three first-rounders that you can trade. And you can then go get yourself a real disgruntled superstar that could fit a different timeline even beyond LeBron's, okay? But this is the problem. I've said this all along. When you get in the LeBron James business, the business is you have to push your chips into the center of the table every year.
Every single season. So, Cappy, we never got the answer. Would Slee like Reacher?
I'm so glad we brought this back because between me and Mace and Sedano, we got a lot of time here to mess around with the Lakers.
Yes.
Slee.
Yeah.
Reacher is amazing. And here's how I know you'll like it. Because Sedano and Mason won't even give it consideration.
That's why you know Slee will like it?
Correct.
I mean, listen, do you watch True Detective yet?
No.
Oh, you got to get into this season.
I watched that one last night. Oh, my God. First,
the Jody Foster
True Detective
one?
Is
Jody
way
Foster.
Better.
Callie Reese is fantastic.
How do you know? You haven't watched Reacher yet.
Reacher. Come on. Although, I'll tell you what.
Reacher's good.
True Detective is like creepy, man.
Creepy good.
Creepy.
It is. The first season of True Detective with McConaughey and Harrison was fantastic. Yeah. The two ones after that stunk. This one is like the first season again.
Yeah, really, really good.
It's so good.
And what am I missing with Reacher? Isn't it just an episodic? Yes. Does he solve a crime every week?
No, he solves one crime over the course
of like 24. It's Kiefer Sutherland, except he's on roids.
That's good.
Allegedly.
Right. What makes you
that's
say
good.
That?
Yeah. It's like
alleged.
24.
It's like 24.
It's like 24, only like 100 times more violent and without any remorse. Now, Travis, do you like Reacher?
Very much.
Right, and have you seen both seasons?
I have.
And what did you think of the final episode of season two? Now I agree. I thought everything up till the final episode of season two was all, like, I could buy it all. The final episode of season two, it actually kind of looked sort of cheesy.
Okay, so why would I watch a show when I know the last episode is cheesy?
Cappy, there's just a difference between Mason and I's taste. We liked things a little more highbrow.
Elevated.
That's exactly right. Yeah. George, you just said it. I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
That's why, Slee. Mason and Sedano are more highbrow.
Slee can't be highbrow? Travis can't be highbrow? I bet you Travis would like True Detective.
Stay down here on the low road with me and Travis and watch Reacher.
You and the people.
I'm going to watch both trailers.
I very much like Reacher's friend in season two. That's basically why I like that show.
And George, I want you to know something. George, I'm going to start watching True Detective. I almost started it last night, but I said, so there's four episodes so far, right? Three?
Yeah.
And how many are there total in the season?
10.
Okay, so I need to wait until there's like five out because I'm going to binge. And then I'm going to get through five and be like, oh, man, I have to wait the following week. I don't want to wait. I want to binge.
Okay.
So yeah, that's why I like the week by week.
Me too. I love the suspense.
I can't wait for Sunday because I'm going to watch True Detective.
Right, so as soon as football's over, well, there's no football this weekend, but like as soon as football's over, I make sure to either go on Max on the app or I usually record it because I'd rather do it that because the Max thing tends to like self-destruct on me all the time. Like that app is not very good. So it crashes a lot. But I watch it every Sunday night for sure.
You know what is this Sunday? Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, yeah.
And
by the way, House of the Dragon is coming in like 2 months.
I'm so excited for that.
Yeah. Is like that a Game of Thrones
thing? Yeah.
Game of Thrones. It's like a 100 years before.
It's the prequel,
like,
but they've already done one season. Cappy even liked House of the Dragon.
Wow. Well, I did. I liked. I watched all of that.
Hold on. As a non-Game of Thrones person, wasn't the one they did after just universally hated?
This is the one after.
And people like it?
Yeah. Because it's like a prequel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fine. Eating it up.
Fine. Start watching it.
George, we went to 116 today. Four bonus.
There
minutes.
You go. Katskis Cappy's here. Cappy stretches you
wait,
out.
Yeah, yeah, one, it oh, it's 116? Okay, yeah, because I always try, and George and I, we sort of have this game. We see how long we can keep Mason in Ireland. And then once Ireland says he's got to go, I always say the same thing to him. Where are you going?
I got to go, too, and I'm going nowhere other than not this. Super Crosstalk brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out, that's what a hamburger is all about.
I'm really excited to team up again with Books for Valentine's Day. If your wife or girlfriend says, don't give me anything, that is called a trap. It's a trap. You gotta get her beautiful flowers from Books. That's short for bouquets. And right now, I got you covered with 25% off your entire purchase at the Books Company. Listen up. Books is just better than the rest. The thing I love about Books is that their flowers stay fresh longer. Their flowers come directly from the best flower farms. There's even a flower farm on the side of a volcano. Books is easy. Buy roses in one click or choose one of their unique modern designs you can't find anywhere else, like the 100 red roses you've heard about. Valentine's Day, February 14th. I placed my order early and picked my own delivery date. Don't believe it. When she says, don't get anything for me, she wants it. Be the hero. Go to Books.com. Use promo code ESPN. For, I heard it too. Shut up. For 25% off. That's B-O-U-Q-S.com. Promo code ESPN. Books. Promo code ESPN. Combo play coming up next, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
120 in the Southland on Imaging Tuesday. We are the World Week.
Nice.
And it is time for the 710 combo plate. Steve Mason, Shinato, Cappy on Alive Imaging Tuesday. Now, the last time I posted the video, Mace.
Yes.
That you, me, and Cappy were together.
Yeah.
You got dump trucked hard. Mm-hmm.
I did get dump trucked.
Double dump trucked.
Literally, I was like a crash test dummy.
I posted that on social media today. Cappy's not here.
Right. Not in person.
So there
will be no mounting.
Mace yesterday, because I said you and I would mount Mace.
Yeah. Nope. Not happening.
I might still dump truck you, and I could flip and do it from both sides.
From both sides. Wow. Yeah.
George is a fully capable dump trucker. He has dump trucked me as a solo act a couple of different times.
Yeah, I posted him up at, where were we at that day?
We were outside of Angel Stadium.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In Orange County.
The idea is just to make sure they don't see it coming.
What was the name of that restaurant that we were at that day?
Soul.
Yes.
Agave?
No. That's downstairs.
That's downstairs, yeah.
Solita.
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 Mace, you ready for today?
That's where Mason ate the jalapenos.
Oh, that's right.
That's right, yeah.
Cinco de Mayo.
Boy, that was a long night. That was a long night, I'm telling you.
For who? For you or Juan?
Mostly for me. Juan pretty much survived.
That's the night I discovered why Cappy gets the red eyes. Anyway, let's begin the show. Mason in Ireland. Combo plate, your Tuesday afternoon right now.
Good afternoon. So Cappy, George said yesterday, boy, you got to make sure Cappy has room to talk about football.
I did say that.
So
Cappy,
we've carved out some football spots for you.
I was looking out for you, Cappy.
Appreciate that.
We didn't get any of your takes, your hot takes. I didn't watch the Cappy cast, so I don't know what's going on.
How dare you not watch the Cappy cast?
I try to watch it every day.
I watch the Culture Pop podcast.
Well, thank you. I'm in on the Cappy cast on most days.
Okay.
Most
well,
days.
Yesterday really? Would have been a good day for you.
Yeah. So what? First of all, let's talk about the Lions Packers or Lions.
Really?
We
don't want to talk about the Lakers right away. Really?
You want to go Lakers?
To say?
Yeah. I mean, we did a little bit of it.
We did it during cross. So we get back to it later.
Yeah. I just want to tell you guys one thing right now.
Do it.
a lot of your BFFs are calling for Coach Hamon's head.
Oh, no. I haven't seen that on Twitter. Is that really going on?
Yeah. Oh, they want him. They want a piece of him.
Listen,
Mace.
Whenever you want something obvious in sports, Cappy will say it.
Yeah.
That's
right.
That's right.
You think it's Ham?
Well, I don't think that some coach is going to walk through the door and change everything. But what I find interesting is how many people blame this coach exclusively for the Lakers' problems.
Right. Not the roster.
No. They blame the coach.
Yeah. And by the way, this happens in every town with every team. I mean, the coach gets a disproportionate amount of the blame.
It's lazy is
what
it is.
It is.
Oh,
it's
that's like, the new insult for everybody. It's just lazy.
It is lazy.
It's lazy, right. That's
the new
insult.
Think it through a little bit.
I mean, it's not the only reason that they're not good. You know what I mean?
The roster is a serious problem.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, here's the biggest problem, really. Mm-hmm. It's on LeBron. Let me explain what I mean.
Okay.
So LeBron, as you'll notice, on both sides of his cheeks, his beard is getting very gray.
Gray,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so all of a sudden, right in front of our faces, he's getting old.
Right.
You know? Now,
Father Time.
Right. If LeBron would do what I do.
Oh, yeah.
Which is color your hair so that people can't see how much gray there really is. If LeBron would lose the gray in the beard, he'd probably play like a younger man. He might even intimidate younger players into thinking that he's younger than he really is.
Yeah, that's an interesting theory. Not a good one, but interesting.
He looks just grayish, oldish,
when you're looking for theories that aren't necessarily great, but they're interesting. You call Cappy.
Yeah. Right, think about it. Well, it's kind of like my whole D'Angelo Russell situation.
Oh, yeah, where are you on D'Angelo?
Well, you know, when he has the beehive, he plays at a whole different level. When he puts it in the back ponytail, he don't play the same.
You're right. It is all about the hair, isn't it, Cappy?
I think so.
Yeah. It's a problem.
Anyway.
Not about the effort, desire, defense, none of that stuff. Not every team looks younger and quicker than the Lakers.
Yeah.
Well, there is a reason for that. It's probably the gray in LeBron's beard.
And Dylan Brooks just having field day out there.
Yeah.
Like karate chopping LeBron.
Total karate chop right over the back.
Got Vanderbilt jacked.
I mean, Dylan Brooks had a night.
He is annoying.
Yeah.
He is annoying.
Next question.
Yes.
Yeah. And McMiniman was ready for the next question, though. Good. That's a veteran reporter right there.
Yeah, he was ready.
He didn't even, like, flinch. He's just like, next question, went right into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, has anybody thought, I don't know if this is true or not, but I'm going to say it. Has anybody thought that D'Angelo's playing really well to get out?
Ooh.
No, I haven't thought about that.
Now, see, that's how you do a sports take. That was a master class, Cappy.
Mason.
Take notes.
Was it? Was it a master class?
That was a master class.
Well, it was better than your two minutes.
Mason's like Harrison Major
Lee.
This
from the guy who all of a sudden has gone into the Simon and Garfunkel range of hairdos. I mean, I am looking at the top of that head of yours, Morales. What is going on here?
Today was a sales meeting.
What is going on with the Garfunkel you got cooking today?
It's a Garfunkel, yeah.
Well, today I wanted a little lift.
You got some height. Are you using the Suavecito?
No.
Yeah. Oh, I love the Suavecito.
I've been using this thing that is similar. I think it's called Pacino's. And really? It's a similar feel. But I love Suavecito. I have that too.
Suavecito's excellent.
I wanted height.
I go Layrite.
You're going Layrite today?
Layrite's great too. Layrite. Yeah. Remember the day that Cappy's like, I would never use Layrite.
Yeah.
The best barbershops in the world are using Suavecito and Layrite.
Well, I don't know anything about Layrite. I know about coloring my hair.
Yes. I say I quit that, Cappy. You don't need to do it. Nobody cares.
No, I'm doing it.
Why?
I'm doing it.
Why
does
Rachel, nobody cares?
Like it when you're not? Does she not like it when you're gray?
I like having the same color hair as Sedano.
Okay, so let me. How old are you,
By
Cappy?
The way, actually, today,
the
makeup lady, before I was doing around the horn at the studio across the way, says you have one gray hair in your eyebrow. Do you want to remove it? And I said, nah, leave it.
Leave it.
Oh, really? It makes you look more sophisticated.
Yeah, just the one gray hair.
So, Cappy, how old a man are you now?
How old do you think I am?
I don't know, 50-something. 55?
No, Mace, come on, Mace.
What? 50?
Come on, Mace.
53?
53.
Okay.
But I know most people look at me and they're like, dude, you look like you're like 35.
See,
like,
I don't trust a guy in his 50s who has completely jet black hair.
But it's not jet black. It's like a brown.
It is like a brown.
It's an auburn.
But it's an auburn.
There's a lack of honesty there.
Yeah.
No, just be who you are. Don't try to cover it up, Cappy.
Okay. Well, let me tell you something, Mace. When I come in and see you next week, you know I'm bringing you a gift that you requested.
Oh.
And if you're going to tell me that my colored hair is dishonest, then I'm going to tell you that those sneakers that I got you add an extra inch. And you know what an extra inch is going to do for you, man.
It means a lot.
Yeah.
It means a lot.
Yeah, right,
no, I withdraw. I want the Skechers.
I want to hear more about those extra inches. But first, Sedano's going to tell us something about NextGen.
Yes, and we'll get to Cappy's football takes that we've all been patiently waiting for, yeah. I'm sure.
But we're not going anywhere. We're going to come right back.
Yeah. No, I know.
We'll shake it up a little bit.
Let me tell you about your handy neighbors at NextGen Air and Plumbing. And they're back with two new ways to make home comfort and safety easy and affordable. They've launched the NextGen Rebate Hotline to help you pay as little as possible on a new furnace, AC systems, water heaters, and more. Their rebate experts are standing by to help you find every local, state, and federal rebate possible so you can save every penny you can. Who doesn't want to do that? So call the NextGen Rebate Hotline right now at 833-3-NEXTGEN. Plus, for a limited time, they're offering zero payments for 90 days on approved credit. That's right. No payments for 90 days for an AC, a furnace system, water heaters, whole home water filtration systems, indoor air quality systems. You name it, they got it. And you can get it for zero payments for 90 days. Ask how to qualify for those zero payments for 90 days when you call the NextGen Rebate Hotline at 833-3-NEXTGEN. That's 833-3-NEXGEN.
That was Sedano's computer. That's a very Cappy-like move.
I know. That was very rare.
What did you do?
The computer fired off.
The computer started talking.
I don't know if the audience could hear, though.
No. I couldn't hear it.
Probably faintly, but not too bad. The processing will knock that down.
Of course, the processing will kill that.
What's your mood today? What's your mood? But this is what happens when him and I don't see each other often.
That's right.
He starts to get testy.
I get upset with you. That's right. I mean, like that Hall of Fame jacket you're wearing today. Like everything just starts to bother me. You
it
know
does
what I'm
look
saying?
Like you're going
it
into
does.
Kansas.
You're
either that or you're like a Century 21 real estate agent.
Thank my tailor. He made this color for me. He's great.
I like the color.
What color? Is that like a taupe?
I don't ask.
I just
he
like
just makes
to say
stuff
taupe.
For me.
Yeah, taupe is a color.
It's like it's more beige taupe than
it is taupe
than the color for the Canton or the Century 21.
I am a little upset with you though, Christopher. I mean, come on, Sunday, Yamava, place going absolutely off the hook. Where were you to eat some of that glizzy?
I never said I was going.
I know nobody said that. I didn't.
Sundays, Sunday's the one day I want to be kind of left alone and enjoy watching football, so that I have some talking points. Since you're kind of soft on NFL content.
I am.
Like, you're very top line.
I am.
You know.
What about bottom line?
Well, your bottom line's not bad. But the top line, the top line stuff is easy.
Okay. But, well, it's lazy.
But dig.
Yeah,
dig
I want to dig.
Little.
Yeah. I want to dig.
Mm-hmm.
So
right,
you have some deep takes?
Because, the afternoon show group chat is not the only one I'm in.
Oh.
I'm in an Evan Cohen group chat that I like to offer them my
takes. Hey, I want to be in the Evan Cohen group chat.
Yeah, it goes back like a long time. Like Sedano and I are in that one, and a few other people.
I'm in the Ramona group chat.
Well, that's
just everybody but Cappy.
I'm not
right.
In that one. I'm not in. I was not invited to that.
We talk about you in that group chat, Cappy.
Ramona and I have a separate chat going. It's all about nut milk.
Just you and Momo on the nut milk chain.
Right. That's right.
Speaking of which, you will be there for Super Sunday at Yamava Resort and Casino, the 909 Sports Bar. Cappy's back at the 909 for the biggest day of the year. 2 p.m. it starts. Make your plans for Sunday, February 11th to press the flesh with Cappy. Maybe he'll give you $1,000 in the playoff payoff at Yamava Resort and Casino.
Just a shame you weren't with me. I mean, you have no idea, man. Pizza.
No, because you were texting us.
Egg
how about
rolls,
this, Sedano? I love that you're giving, Yamava's on fire today. How many times did he write that to us?
At least three. It was crazy. Yeah. It was out of control.
Fire, man.
Just fire.
Just
fire. We're sitting there talking about the game, and he's like, Yamava's on fire.
Yeah. Right.
The crowd's going nuts during
that run.
The crowd
was going crazy.
Yeah.
Really? They were going berserk.
Breaking news.
Was the crowd going nuts again?
Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow, live on a regular Mason in Ireland, Momo's going to be here, and she will be making nut milk live.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so if you're
that's
on YouTube,
come on.
Nut milk creation tomorrow.
Nut milk Wednesday.
The show. Nut milk Wednesday.
Is she going to swell them here, or are they going to be pre-swollen?
I don't know if they're going to be pre-swollen. I would imagine they're pre-swollen,
right?
Because you need the nuts to be swollen.
She pre-soaks them overnight.
So I will soak the nuts overnight.
So they're going to soak tonight and be swollen for tomorrow.
Swollen. Yes. She'll bring her
swollen nuts
in.
Tomorrow.
So that's the break.
To make the nut milk.
So what time? Do we know?
Well,
I feel like I need to make promos for this.
There's a process.
She gets here at 1-ish. I think it's going to take a little time.
You should have promos.
By the end of the show.
Yeah, by the end of the show, we will have a cup of nut milk.
Yeah.
Are you going to sample it?
I absolutely will.
Of course.
Do you think it's far superior to regular almond milk?
I do not. Okay. I think you can do better by just buying
some
almond.
So what we'll do is we can do a taste test.
Oh, good idea.
Somebody I'll bring you some almond milk from my house.
Yes, yes.
And we'll pour it in a glass.
Yep.
And then you guys can have Ramona's, and you can tell us which one is which.
We'll see if Momo's nut milk is all that.
Yeah.
I am deciding how long I'm going to be here tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
based on if I'm having dinner with an old friend,
yeah.
a rat named Keyshawn Johnson.
Oh, no,
wait a
really?
Second. Hold
I heard on. His podcast, right? What is
Which
his podcast
one? All
called?
Breaks, no gas, lots of edits.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're going to have dinner wow. with Key tomorrow night?
Possibly, yeah.
So is the bridge being mended?
Well, he needs help.
He needs help?
He needs consultation.
Oh, yeah.
But
so he's coming to you to talk about the edits of his podcast?
But if there is a dinner, that means I'll be staying later because I want to be able to taste the nut milk.
Okay.
You were always Keyshawn's conciliary.
I was, yes.
I don't know how he's surviving without you.
Well, watch the show.
Apparently
not very
he's
well.
Not.
Anyway.
Oh, wow.
Apparently
wow.
he's not, yeah. which is why he's coming back, crawling back to the conciliary.
Hold on, Cappy. Let's take a quick time out. This is the 25 break here we're going to take here. Then when we come back, we got Wheel of Questions.
Yeah, just let her roll. Berman told me breaks don't matter anymore.
The breaks are off.
Combo plate, me, Cappy, Shadano, and Morales, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
1:37 on a live imaging Tuesday. 7:10 combo plate. Happy birthday, Phil Collins.
Love Phil Collins.
Yeah, Phil Collins had that big. What was the big album he had with Sussudio and all those songs?
I think it was Sussudio.
I think that was the
Sussudio
title
was.
Album.
Yeah, that was a big hit record.
I believe this was on there too.
Ooh, just
I
barely.
Snuck in.
Yeah. You
see,
just barely got
see,
it.
But Cap, you got to understand, Mace was a jock too. So him and I can look, and we know who's going to slide and touch that post.
Exactly.
I slid there. The next one, he's going to slide.
Exactly.
In.
Hit the post. That's the game.
Album was called No Jacket Required.
No Jacket Required.
Oh, yes.
Had a bunch of hit singles, right?
Massive,
no Jacket.
Massive
yeah.
album.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Here, and Cappy, this could be you. Don't lose my number.
Lose my number.
Not anywhere. God, I'm going to melt you.
Is that for Mace or me?
No, it's for you.
Yeah.
I'm eating almonds right now, thinking about that almond milk tomorrow. Milk.
It's going to be special. It's going to be special.
Up next on a very special Mason in Ireland.
Yes, nut milk. So Cappy.
Yes, sir.
I'm just going to throw something random at you, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
Dan Campbell, thoughts?
I love Dan Campbell. I think he's great.
Going for it, 4th-and-3. Make any sense to you?
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes a lot of sense when the guy that is throwing the ball hits the guy who's supposed to be catching the ball directly in the hands, and the guy who's supposed to catch the ball just absolutely drops the ball.
Right.
So, it's lazy, Mace. It's
what
lazy.
Is lazy?
It's lazy.
But did it matter?
No, it's not
even
lazy.
If they, get, if they get that field goal, the Niners are still winning.
No, listen.
Who knows?
The game was over.
You don't know how the way. If they kick that field goal, you got a tie ball game, and you don't know what's going to happen.
We knew. We all knew. Just like if the Bills got that field goal, we all knew what was going
to
happen.
But who in the world does not kick the field goal to tie?
Campbell.
Yeah, stupid. That doesn't even make any logical sense.
That's what got them there.
You can have a tie game
right,
at that
but
point.
When you get to the playoffs, it becomes more situational.
No, you're absolutely right.
Right, and the situation was, let's tie the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Josh Reynolds, the receiver from Detroit, dropped two critical passes.
Yes.
And, don't forget, San Francisco, who was down by 14, got very lucky on the Ayuk catch. Remember, it hit the defensive back in the face,
oh,
popped
yeah,
up in the air.
Oh, yeah, crazy catch, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and,
no, we didn't remember it. It's only been on
well,
TV.
I
had,
right, well,
six
George,
times.
I mean, in 48 hours, you may not remember it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There was the whole Lakers disaster of yesterday.
Brandon Ayuk literally is mad at ESPN because it wasn't the number one play.
It was not the number one play.
Which was hilarious. That was very funny. But after they scored that touchdown, the next drive, well, I don't know if I'd call it a drive. Literally the next play from scrimmage, Detroit fumbles. they set San Francisco up with great field position. And at that point, even down seven, didn't everybody know it was over?
Oh, I knew it was over when the Ayuk play happened.
That's when you just knew luck was not
That's
on the
Lions side. That's when I said, they've got that. I mean, and by the way, analytics doesn't believe in momentum. There's clearly momentum there. When one thing goes wrong, another thing goes wrong, another thing goes wrong. That's just the way
you can see it in their face. You can see it in golf's face. He knew. Everybody knew.
And it's because the Gibbs fumble happened so quickly after the Ayuk catch.
That's right.
We're like, oh, damn, there it goes.
See, the only thing I cared about at the end is the fact that now Detroit was down by 10 points.
I'm with you.
And, you know, look, Detroit was a 7.5-point underdog.
Yep.
And I wanted Detroit to cover because George had said to me all week he was super confident that San Francisco was going to win that game going away rather easily.
Well, I didn't say, you see, again, you do this thing. I said they win comfortably.
Comfortably.
I didn't say going away.
Well,
I didn't
comfortable.
Say blowout. I said comfortably they'll cover this.
What's the difference? What is a comfortably score and what is a...
A comfortable score is like they were favored by 7.5, they win by 10.
Okay, that's comfortable.
That's comfortable.
And then a blowout is a blowout.
A blowout is you're getting your ass kicked by 3 touchdowns.
Right. What's going away?
Going away is a blowout. To me, that's synonymous.
Yeah. So it's a 10-point game, and now at this point, all I care about is, come on, man.
Yeah,
cover.
Let's
Please,
go cover.
Just cover. Just
me
cover
and Ireland
the spread.
Both won on that, too. That was a good one. That was a good backdoor cover.
Yes, it was, indeed. But I'll tell you this, again, Dan Campbell, for all the criticism that he's facing, if you just go back and you think about how players in pressure situations have to come up with big plays, Josh Reynolds, 2 drops, Jahmyr Gibbs the fumble, and then a coach who doesn't have a feel for what's going on in the game. Rather, he is steadfast on his rules. And his rules were, we're not kicking field goals.
Yeah, body of work, A+. That game, D-.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about D-.
D-.
I don't know about that.
D-. He could have tied the game. He could have gone up 17.
Okay, let me ask you a real question. They tie the game. Do you really think they're going to win that game?
Look, you don't know how it's going to turn out.
I think we all knew how it was going to turn out.
You don't know how it's going to.
They
don't
did
know.
Not have it in the second
turnover,
half.
Turnover, anything like no. You don't know how it's going to turn out if they had kicked that field goal.
Well, they definitely, you could feel them choking the game away.
In an alternate universe, they kicked the field goal and went on to win the game.
In an alternate
in
universe.
In an alternate universe. In the multiverse. There's one.
And in an alternate universe, Cappy and I spend this weekend in your hot tub.
Should happen.
Yeah, that should happen.
That universe is not even close.
This is the weekend
happening.
To do it, too, by the way.
Yeah, this was going to be the weekend.
Juan's in town.
When was he out of town?
He's out of town in 3 weeks.
You know what we should have done, Chris?
Write it down, Cappy. We're going
to
show
hear,
up.
Did you hear that Mason this past weekend went down to La Jolla to visit Juan's parents? This would have been the weekend where you and I could have jumped the fence and gone into that hot tub.
Two rascals just running around in your home.
Yeah, you, 3 dogs, and my house sitter.
Well, why didn't you call Cappy while you were down there?
Yeah, it's a good. You know, we're down there for 24 hours. Yeah.
Don't worry. Let me tell you something. I've spent weekends with Cappy in San Diego. Him and Rachel fit a lot into 24 hours.
Is that right? I bet.
And I don't mean that in a bad way.
Cappy, next time I'm down there, we'll definitely. But we got to do like a socialized thing.
Hey,
let's
I'll
do a socialized thing.
Mace, I too have a very small hot tub.
Yeah.
You and Juan are welcome to it.
Oof.
And then I just pop up from under the water.
Oh, right.
Hi, guys.
Play the Jaws theme.
All right, we got wheel questions in a moment, but first, Mace is going to tell us about our friends at Hyundai.
Yes. So I love my new Elantra. It is one of the coolest cars I have ever driven. It's a hybrid, and man, it is so damn cool. And right now, Hyundai, you've got to take Hyundai seriously. This is the Southern California Hyundai dealers. My partnership with them is really important. Saturday, it was 3 Saturdays ago, I've got my Elantra. Team was great, had a great experience, a beautiful ride, and now it's your turn with the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. You got great deals on the Hyundai you've always wanted. Check out the adventure-ready Santa Fe, how about the fun-to-drive Kona, the stylish Sonata, or how about the spectacular 2024 IONIQ 6 EV. Every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty in 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance for confidence now and miles down the road. Do like I did. Get in and get away with a great deal. It's your journey. Own every mile at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Visit buyhyundai.com or see your SoCal Hyundai dealer today. Combo Plate, me, Shinano, Cappy, Morales, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
12 minutes in front of 2 o'clock. We play Art Garfunkel because Cappy said, I got an Art Garfunkel haircut.
Is this Art Garfunkel?
Yeah, he redid this song.
Yeah. He was like the Andrew Ridgely of Simon and Garfunkel, wasn't
right.
he?
But he had a few solo hits, like I Only Have Eyes for You, Cappy.
He had a movie. Do you remember the movie?
No, what was
Carnal
it?
Carnal Knowledge.
Really?
Yeah, big movie from like 72, and then he disappeared. Went into hiding, I think.
It's a Live Imagery Tuesday. The 710 combo plate is on. Right. Don't forget Lakers coverage at 3 o'clock as the Lakers get ready for the Hawks tonight. No AD on the court, and for some reason LeBron's playing. I don't know why. He should take the night off.
He said yesterday he was playing.
Yeah, no, I think he's playing. Anyway, you know what's playing right now? Time for Wheel of Questions.
Yes.
Producer Brian Cohen, spin that wheel, homeboy.
All right, my wheel today. And, okay, this is good. This will be interesting. If you were to wake up one morning suddenly having full knowledge to work in any other profession, which profession would you choose? So you wake up tomorrow and you're completely qualified for another line of work. You've right. gone through the education, all that stuff, and you're ready to... What would you do?
Sedano would be an amazing litigator.
Yeah,
incredible.
I would be a trial
oh,
attorney.
That would be good. A trial
no
attorney.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I would be a corporate lawyer, and I would end up in federal prison or, like, in Russia.
Yeah. Oh,
but I'd be very
right?
good at it.
Yeah. Is that really what you'd be as an attorney?
I'd be an attorney. Yeah. That's what my mother wanted me to do. She never wanted me
like
to be in
Michael
radio.
You'd be like Michael Clayton. You'd be the fixer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Christopher Fixer. Yeah. I think that's good. What would you do, Bergman?
Heart surgeon. Steady hands.
Too much pressure.
Steady hands.
Too much pressure. Are you kidding me?
Check these hands out.
Yeah.
Steady as they come.
Yeah. Cappy, what about you?
What do you think?
I'm going to take a shot.
Like an actor or something?
Yeah, an actor?
Not an actor, George.
He'd be a male video actor.
Not an actor, guys. A superstar.
Oh,
I'm talking
like Clooney. Yeah.
I'm talking yes, right. Like big action adventure films like The Rock.
Yeah.
But like hot piece of you know what, like Clooney. You know what I mean? Like a combination of The Rock meets Clooney. I'm not going to be an actor. I'm going to be a superstar, baby.
I thought you were going to say you wanted to come back as Hacksaw and really own the San Diego market for generations.
You owe me money, Southern California.
Brian?
I think I'd be like a real life CSI kind of guy.
Oh, you'd be like Mark Helgenberger?
I want to be a cop.
My sister did CSI for a long
time.
Did
she really?
She retired.
You know, they drug test you on that.
She, she was the last, probably like last 10 or 15 years of her career as a police officer was crime scene investigation.
Wow. Was she CSI Miami?
Yes, she was.
There are so many CSIs.
Yeah.
What was the one LL was in? Wasn't that like CSI LA?
No, NCIS.
Oh, he's on NCIS?
Yeah, that was
a whole
NCIS.
Different deal.
Yeah. He may be on NCIS.
The stuff you see there, though, will forever stick with you.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Well, on NCIS?
No, on if you work crime scene investigations.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. That's got to be. Like True Detective.
Right. That stuff will never get out of your brain.
That's the craziest crime scene thing I've ever seen,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Although, actually.
Don't you blow haven't it seen Reacher,
people.
Though.
It's a little dark. A little dark.
Don't blow it for
a related story. Should I do it? Should I not?
No,
do
no,
it?
Don't do
like
it.
Like a real story?
Yeah, real story, real life story that's so similar to that.
Go ahead.
Do you know the story?
No, go.
Okay. So, Kansas City.
Yeah.
Do you know this story, Cappy?
Yep, I do.
Should I do it or no?
No.
It's a little dark. Okay,
okay
cool.
Okay, then don't do it.
Cool.
Don't go dark.
I would be a physicist because I want to understand that stuff that I never passed in class, like how the universe works and how, you know, light and sound and, you know, black holes and all that kind of stuff that goes along with outer space and learning stuff in physics.
Say my name.
Yeah, say
don't
my
laugh,
name.
Cappy.
Go, Cappy.
Why are you laughing, Cappy?
I'm just laughing at George. George heard something. He put his finger up in the air like, hold on. Wait a second. Hold on a second.
And then Cappy laughed and that triggered me.
Right.
No,
George,
I'm okay with you, Mace, doing that. That's totally fine.
A physicist?
Yeah.
By the
yeah.
way, if this is your first time hearing this kind of nonsense, Sedano and Cap, weekdays 4 to 7 p.m.
Yeah.
I actually take it back, though.
All right.
lawyer is in the same realm.
Yeah.
Sports agent.
You would be a hell of a sports agent,
that's
too.
That's good.
Cappy, I mean, Sedano, I always say, is practically my agent. He's very good at it.
I would be an agent. I could run, like, if you give me the knowledge, I could run any agency.
Would you be like, is that Emmanuel?
Ari Emanuel.
Emanuel.
Yeah, like that.
Like you'd be that
I would
guy.
Want to be like that. Yeah.
And screaming at everybody all the time.
I don't know if he was always screaming.
Like the
that.
Guy in Air. You could be the guy in Air who constantly, David Falk.
Right.
Who was like a yeller, apparently. Yeah. You'd be a good David Falk.
Right.
So do you remember the movie Air?
I do.
Yes. Yeah. That was such a good movie.
It was good.
Yeah. All right, there you have it. There's your wheel of questions.
All right, we got more fun and frivolity, but Cappy's going to tell us about Subaru.
Oh, I would love to. Hey, listen, for everybody that is contemplating a new car, and this is a great time of year to buy a new car, in particular because sometimes the dealers still have remaining 2023s, like the 2023 Subaru Solterra, and this is the first electric SUV from Subaru. So if you are somebody who's really cares a lot about the environment, that's maybe a reason. Another reason is rugged versatility for everybody who loves to explore and get out and go off-roading. I mean, sometimes you find yourself up in the mountains and you're like, hey, let's go off-road. Do we have the right car? Yes, we do. Because you've got those 3 inches of ground clearance for rough terrain on the Subaru Solterra. Really comfortable, all the luxury, everything you would expect in a brand new Subaru. Apple CarPlay, Wi-Fi. I mean, the perfect vehicle to pack in the kids, pack in the pets, load up the boards and get up to the mountains. You're going to love it. And the best part about this brand new Subaru Solterra is it is electric. And I'll tell you right now, with mine, I plug it in my house. I don't even have like the upgraded plug. I just use the regular plug. So check out that brand new 2023 electric Subaru Solterra. Love. It's what makes Subaru a Subaru. And now
it's electric.
Is electric. You know that right, sucker.
It is the 710 combo plate on a live imaging Tuesday.
So, sorry about that.
Come on, man. That's come on, San Mace. Diego. Come on.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's so like Ohio. Market. It's so Dayton, Ohio.
Oh, don't take Ohio shots when Lindsay's not here.
Yeah, come on. Seriously. So Dayton,
she's
Ohio.
Gonna, like, start texting us. What are you doing?
Yeah. So I, you know what? I have this Culture Pop podcast, right?
Yeah. My voice is in the beginning.
I don't know that. I don't know.
Yeah, Ross's voice is on it. Yeah. And you should go like the YouTube channel when you get a chance. But I discovered, because of the podcast, that there's actually a soda called Culture Pop. Have you heard about this?
No, I did not.
Yeah. We're at our golf tournament, I believe.
It is delicious. It's got probiotics. That's why they call it Culture Pop, because there are probiotic cultures in it.
Okay.
Organic fruit, really delicious, and they are going to do some stuff with this, right?
What sound was that you were making, Cappy?
Well, when you have probiotics, sometimes things just move through you.
So this is a future partner of ours. Yeah. Okay. So maybe we don't want to make that sound when we're talking about
that. That's a good idea. I mean, probiotics.
They say 45 calories and billions of CFUs.
Oh, you know what CFUs are?
I don't. I don't.
Yeah, well,
but
you
there
should look
are
into
a
it.
Lot of them in Culture Pop.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell us what CFUs are.
Well, right? I don't know what the C stands for, but I know what the FU stands for, so I wasn't
yeah,
really sure.
Exactly.
So colony forming unit.
Oh, that's what I meant. Yes,
that's in a lot of probiotics. The colonies.
Right. Yeah, colonies of probiotics.
And there's more than 13. You get it? Do you get the joke? 13 colonies, that's what we
yeah,
said.
Yeah, I do get it. Get it
wow,
that's more of a 4th of July joke.
That's
American
a good joke.
History joke.
That's a really good American history joke is right.
That's good. That's good stuff right there.
I didn't get it.
So, I wanted to, let's circle back to something we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
What was that?
Making the Lakers better.
Oh, okay.
Oh, not great again?
Yeah, make the Lakers great again. No, make the Lakers better. They absolutely must do something at the trade deadline. Are we all in agreement on that?
Well, it depends on your theory here, like what you want to do. It is a difficult decision for Rob Pelinka. Do you say to yourself, all right, I got a 39-year-old player who expects us to push our chips to the center of the table. He has an opt-out after this season. Or do we wait and when we can have 3 picks to give up and get him more help?
And then just flush the season.
Right.
Yeah,
or just let it ride out with this group.
Yeah, I don't think this group is going. This group is going to be in a play-in game that they can win. They can get to the first round, but I don't think they can get much further.
Well, let me ask you guys this question: how much longer can LeBron James play the way he's currently playing?
Not that much longer.
Well, how much? A year, two, three?
Maybe.
Well, okay. So if you were going to bet on it, would you do it for 1 year, 2 years, or 3 years that LeBron James could play at the level he's currently playing at right now?
Maybe another year or two.
I think two.
Okay, so here's the thing. Maybe the Lakers should start considering life after LeBron now. Listen, I know this
is
not
going to... Well, if that's the case, then you're just going to let him
right, then you're
out.
Just going to let it ride and he's going to opt out.
Which, by the way, I honestly, it's like... I can
say
understand...
Go ahead and say it. Say it.
I can understand both sides being just like, all right, it's been a fun run.
Right.
Yeah, it's been good.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. Listen, while we were having this conversation earlier, a member of what I would call the Lakers media that you guys would both know sent me a text, and I'm not going to say his name because he knows that I'm a real journalist who doesn't just reveal sources.
What did McManaman say?
He said, he said, this individual, whoever he or she might be,
McTan,
said the Lakers should trade LeBron right after he dyes his beard. You see, I was talking about him earlier dyeing his beard.
Yeah.
Look, here's the thing.
You know, we could have had Corporate Greg do the last 60 seconds and get knowledge. Instead, you waste our time with your nonsense.
Okay, well...
Nobody texts you from Lakers
Media. Here's the only... Okay,
you couldn't be more wrong.
Do your thing real quick, because I actually have some facts to either back up your point or refute your point.
Okay, so you say stuff, and then George will give you facts.
Yeah, that's right. Here's the thing.
All facts, no breaks.
When you look, and one of our colleagues did this here just recently, they said, look at the last 5-plus years of the Lakers, of the LeBron AD era, and what is their overall record in that period of time? It's their win percentage is about 56%.
Right.
Okay. The Lakers have been more healthy this year with Anthony Davis and LeBron James than maybe any of the last 5 years, quite frankly. Right. And look where they are right now. They are a 500 ball club.
Well,
but just think about it. If LeBron James can walk out after this year, why not ride it out and see what he wants to do? Because honestly, I don't know that we're going to see much better than what we've gotten from LeBron this year.
Okay, so here's the reason why that doesn't make a lot of sense at the moment. Because even if LeBron opts out, okay, then what you have is $127 million, which means you're only going to have about $18 million in cap space. And that's not enough to get you another superstar. So that becomes your problem. So that's really the biggest reason to not let him walk.
Right.
Or give him incentive to walk.
But there have been some reports, and I've got him, I think it's Jovan Buha said, you know, the long-term targets this summer, once they get those three draft picks, I don't want to attach this to Jovan Buha.
All right, but whoever said it.
Whoever said it.
Right.
Thinks that then they go find a player that's ascending or a player that's
they need
a Donovan Mitchell.
A guy who can tie the LeBron AD era to the AD the next guy era.
Correct. Yes. Correct. And I think, do they think DeJounte Murray could be that guy? DeJounte and AD could be...
I don't think that. I don't think that's a championship core.
No, I don't either.
I think that's a good core, but not a championship core.
2 o'clock at KSPN Los Angeles, a Good Karma Brands radio station. Guess what's next? We're going to really max out this next segment.
Oh, yeah.
We'll finish up the Lakers conversation. We'll see if Cappy's got anything idiotic to say. Then we got what you need to know, and...
I've already said everything that needs to be
2
said.
2 o'clock call of the day. So the 2 o'clock call of the day, audience, if you've ever wanted to tell Cappy something, this is your chance. 877-710-ESPN. That's all ahead. 710 Combo Plate on a live imaging Tuesday. You got to read?
I don't.
Oh, 710 ESPN.